We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Ron Fear, Mike Dodson. We're talking Manhattan City Commission issues here tonight. They, of course, have a meeting at 7 o'clock at City Hall. We've gotten through the general agenda here tonight. Want to talk a little about the consent agenda?
Sure. We got quite a few things there that we should probably note. One of them is second reading of an ordinance to issue economic development bonds to finance the construction and expansion of the Manhattan Conference Center. So the commission agreed to allow a 15,000 square foot expansion and assist with the financing for that. That's a privately owned facility that the city provides assistance on for that function. The HCW also announced that they plan to expand the Hilton Garden Inn on a separate expansion by about 30 additional rooms there on the north end of that hotel along 3rd Street. So looking forward to that. Another item would be approving the ordinance that, this would be first reading of an ordinance that changes the current terms of our elected officials. So some of you may recall that we used to have elections in April for city commission and school board members. That the legislature changed that to November on odd years. So we just had the election, and congratulations to the folks that won that, and appreciate everybody participating that made time to run. But so that changed the format to where the original legislation said that they had to take office on the second Monday of January, which is really more tied to what county commissions operate at. And so that created a lot of issues for, and normally school board members usually didn't get sworn in until July. So a lot of changes as over the year. It ended up with actually Mayor Dodson walked into that aspect of things, and everybody got more their term extended in order to accommodate several extra months of service. And so this last session of the legislature, there was some compromise that went on to allow cities and school districts to adjust when they would like to have that swearing-in ceremony and start. And so the legislation changed that finite date of the second Monday in January to allow for the local to select the date between December 1st and that second Monday. And so we normally meet in January on the first Tuesday, you know, unless it's the first or something. It's the holiday. And so this is an adjustment to that ordinance just to really put those office serving times in conjunction when we would normally meet. So last time this happened for the first time, we had to hold a special meeting on that second Monday just to swear in the new commissioners. So it's just there was desire for some to do even in December. That option's there. We chose to look at that January time and put us on a calendar year, which I think everybody appreciates. It's a big change, because used to be they would be elected the first Tuesday in April and they would take office 2 weeks later. So the good news about us is this kind of gives us a little bit more time to do orientation for the new commissioners and that sort of thing to get them ready to take office. So that two-week stint that we used to have in April was a pretty quick turnaround time. But so that's that. The legislature, we appreciate the flexibility, and so this is just to solidify when the city of Manhattan is going to have their elected officials sworn in and their term of office. We are having a temporary note sale. So temporary notes are kind of our construction financing. So we do this about four times a year, and we have about $5.9 million in temp notes that we're selling today and hoping to have good participation by our financial bidders. And so we've got some of the airport parking lot improvements that'll happen later next year, the Twin Oaks shade structures, our two sinkholes we've dealt with, one repaired, one still under repair. So that about, again, we're looking at traditionally that rate's been coming in about 1.5%. We think it'll stay under 2%. So those will just some real good aspects of being able to do that construction financing.
Let me also mention one down here. This seems kind of mundane, but we're going to approve a resolution reaffirming expanded investment powers for the city of Manhattan. We are one of six cities in the state of Kansas, and we're also the smallest that's allowed this authority. So if you have idle funds, just like you do at home, you don't want them just to sit there. You want them to be invested. So this speaks to the great management of the city, Bernie Hayen and Ron and the rest that have made this a money earner for us. I mean, they're earning revenue. It's not a lot, but, I mean, it's more than just letting it sit there to be zero. So this is one of those things that goes unnoticed many times, but we ought to give ourselves a pat on the back for that one.
Yeah. Something we have to do annually, required by the state regulators to do that, but we've been doing it now for well over a decade, and so we've had certainly better returns because of that than we would have had if we didn't have this ability. So we appreciate that, Mayor. We also have a recommendation to authorize us to seek qualifications for professional services to update our water and sewer master plan. So that's something we have budgeted and looking forward to that process to be able to look at our utilities and how we the improvements we need to make to the system to make that happen. We also have an item there to finalize the agreement with McCowan Gordon for the construction manager at risk services for the new parking garage in Aggieville. Again, this is to go along with the design process to get the best ability of that contractor and the designer working together to maximize our efficiency on that particular project. That agreement is structured for various phases. They'll begin their pre-design phase with the engineering and architectural firm for that, and then ultimately they'll bring back a guaranteed maximum price to the commission that would require their approval. So there's several steps along the way for reporting that, very similar to what we did with the middle school rec centers that are will be under construction next year. So that's probably the biggies on the consent agenda.
Yeah, it's interesting. The project's starting to take fruition right now down there.
It is. Actually, it's a good plug for next week. We have a work session, and that'll be the focus, the Aggieville improvements, a lot more detail. We've had a pretty significant public meeting in the – we got that done in about a few weeks ago in the City Park Weefall Pavilion before it converted to an ice rink, and had good turnout by the public and some of the businesses down there about some of the proposed improvements. And so – as that's been gotten feedback and nurtured a little bit more, so this will be a report to the commission to look at some of the concepts for the parking garage, some of the spaces within it, and how many parking spaces, as well as some of the improvements to Aggieville itself. We want to redo Laramie Street on the south side of the parking garage, redo that intersection at 14th and Laramie so there's adequate turning lanes, because that Laramie Street will be the primary entrance to that structure. So we need to do some widening, do some turning lanes. A signal would be recommended for that particular intersection, as well as some streetscape improvements and other amenities. And then the other initial focus we're looking at is on 12th Street in front of the so they'd be on the 12th Street in front of the new hotel between Bluemont and Morrow. And we've had interactions with the businesses along that stretch about different aspects of parking. And some folks are familiar with some of the concept plans that came out in some of the Aggieville vision process for the streetscaping there, and then also some potential for some improvements along that south side of Bluemont between 12th Street and North Manhattan as you on the other side of the hotel and that stretch, while it's the perimeter of that edge of Aggieville. So some potential streetscape improvements to Bluemont. So those are the primary aspects they're going to be talking about as we look at that. Of course, the hotel has started construction there, and we've got some other aspects to do. That 12th Street, we need to eventually tear up. We've got a water main that needs to go from Morrow across Bluemont down 12th Street, so that'll help provide additional fire flows to the hotel. So there's some more infrastructure work that has to be done there, and then we want to put it back with the streetscape to kind of show what the potential examples are for the remainder of Aggieville and how we might phase that in.
What does that plan have anything to do with Triangle Park, maybe the future of that whole kind of weird driving area around Triangle Park?
Certainly does. And so that's, again, part of the visioning process that's occurred. And so the contract for design looks at specific design elements for the rest of the streetscaping and the Aggieville Triangle improvements. There's been several suggestions for that. And so that'll be part of that design process as that actual design process continues for Aggieville. But the initial focus and phase is really to focus on the parking structure and the area around it, as well as the area around the new hotel.
Okay.
If we've got time, I'd like to just acknowledge some of our various boards and committees that we've recently reappointed or appointed. Just in the beginning, I want to thank all the people that serve on these various boards and committees. I mean, we couldn't do the things we need to do across the city without these folks who serve, obviously, as volunteers. So for the Aggieville Business Improvement District, we're reappointing Misty Opat, appointing Ansley Cho to the Board of Zoning Appeals, and reappointing Harry Hardy to the Board of Zoning Appeals. I think Harry's been out at Fort Riley probably for about 40 years. I remember when I first got there, Harry was up in the staff judge advocate office. He does a great job for us. Appointment of Maureen Sheehan to the Douglas Center Advisory Board. Reappointment of Jess Sutton and Darren Miller to Downtown Business Improvement District. And the appointment of Tim Rizuka to the Social Services Advisory Board. So, great work by citizens here in Manhattan to help the city continue to grow and provide for those that need a little bit of help.
Yeah, and if anybody ever wants to serve, you have those listings.
Absolutely,
online, right?
Just right on the city's website, board information for folks. That there's a form there that you can fill out, or call the city manager's office. We all have a city-county meeting this Thursday, that city hall at 4. Talk about different aspects and some updates, and I think I already plugged the work session for next week.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that'll do it here for In Focus today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll have USD 383 and Manhattan Christian College, the featured segments. Thank you to Ron Fear and Mike Dodson for being our guests here today.
All right, Brandon. Thank you much. Good work this morning, gentlemen. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.